In today's episode, Liz asks, how can mid-career marketers prepare for the coming technological advances in marketing? Are there classes, courses I recommend? What skills do I see as essential in 5, 10, or 20 years from now? So, on the future forecasting thing, I will say this right now. No one has any idea. The reason for that is that the technology is changing so fast that forecasting out even more than a year is very, very difficult because of the way technology changes and what is possible and breakthroughs that we didn't even think were within reach are within reach significantly faster. A really good example of this was in 2015, some folks who were experts in deep learning predicted that deep learning would eventually solve a classic game like Go, the strategy Asian strategy game, in maybe 15 or 20 years when the technology improved. And of course, 18 months later, Google's DeepMind won the game of Go. It beat Lee Sedol, the reigning world champion, at the game. And so that prediction straight out the window. So it's very difficult to predict that stuff. However, one of the maxims that I follow is by Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon, who says, focus on the things that don't change. In B2B, what are the things that don't change? You know, people want to save money, they want to save time, they want to make more money, and they want to prove the value of what it is they do. In the B2C world, what are the things that human beings want more, right? They want stuff faster, they want stuff that's better quality, and they want stuff that's cheaper. And anything you can do that helps them achieve those outcomes, it will get you the business. So as a mid-career marketer, think about the landscape of the different marketing technologies that are available right now. If you look, in fact, let's bring up Scott Brinker's MarTech landscape. This is a fantastic landscape in the sense that it gives you a sense of how big the marketing technology world is from a vendor perspective. And it's broken out by category of like what each of the broad categories, each of the tools do. Here's the thing that the landscape does not address, and it does not attempt to address it. There's really no good way to do it. But think about those outcomes that I just mentioned. Save money, save time, make things faster, better, cheaper. None of these tools on their surface help you understand how they get you to those answers. And so as a mid-career marketer, one of the most valuable things you can do is to help connect the tools, which is the platform, with the processes within a company and the people who you work with to create those outcomes. If you go back to the classic consulting from H.J. Leavitt's Diamond of Innovation, the 1964 framework, people, process, platform. As marketers, particularly mid-career marketers, get more and more stuff in the platform container, we don't have corresponding increases in our processes, and we don't have corresponding increases in how we work with the people within those things. So what should a mid-career marketer be focusing on? Obviously, continue to grow your people skills. Obviously, continue to grow. And this is where marketers are really deficient, is in the process side of things. I know I'm one of them. I am my CEO and I've been working together for 3 years now. And she's constantly reminding me that process is how you scale. Process is how you repeat success. So whatever you can do to build process around the people and the technology you work with will help you succeed more. And then as a mid-career marketer, the important thing with all these technologies to understand is what is it that it does and how well does it do it, right? You don't necessarily need to learn how to code or how to create deep learning architecture or how to set up link retargeting, although certainly those are things that help. But you do need to know what the tools do, how they work conceptually, and where they fit in if you look at any one of the categories in the MarTech landscape, there's probably 100 to 200 vendors within them. Being able to be a good BS detector and to train your staff to be a good BS detector is essential, because you've got 100 vendors competing for your time, your attention, and your money in each of these categories. How do you tell them apart? Because they're all going to sound alike. You look at, you know, just ad retargeting alone, there's like 150 vendors in there. What's the difference? They all say they have better performance. They all say they have lower costs. They all say that they don't, you know, do vendor lock-in and stuff like that. They all bash the incumbents. So what's the difference? How do they differentiate each other? Can you, as someone who is a mid to senior level practitioner or manager, develop a really good BS detector that says, no, this is actually what the difference is between vendor X, vendor Y, and vendor Z, or this is what's actually the difference between these different strategic concepts. The further you get in your career, the less it is that you are probably going to be doing hands-on, and the more it is that you're going to be training, guiding, and advising. And so judgment and discrimination of the different technologies and strategies are really the essential skills. And there aren't classes or courses for those. That's a lot of experience. So there is some training. But really focus on, from the platform and technology side, what does the thing do? How does it do it? One of the things I think is a real benefit and an easy way to learn this stuff is to actually do, if you have a personal blog or even if you have a company blog, anytime you're trying to evaluate a sector, start interviewing the vendors, like, you know, for a blog post. And after a few, you'll start to get the lingo, start to get the language, and go, oh, I don't know if this vendor actually knows what they're doing. Or, wow, this vendor's, you know, really got the goods. You know, in the technology space, in the SEO tool space, there are a ton of SEO tools, but there's a reason why there are certain market leaders. And when you look at their software, you go, all right, this does what it's supposed to do. This gets you to the answer better, faster, and cheaper, right? That's where you can add value in the coming technological advances in marketing, is to help the companies you work at make those decisions and make good decisions, because I'm sure you've noticed companies are getting super risk averse, and people in general have gotten a lot more risk averse. So if you can be that trusted advisor within your own company who has your finger on the pulse of the landscape, you will have those timeless skills that will propel your career forward on an ongoing basis. That said, still learn the technology, still study on your own. There aren't courses to teach you how to study and evaluate. That's just a lot of experience. And just like I said, try doing that blog or podcast or email newsletter, whatever it is that you need to do to give you the excuse to reach out to these different companies and learn their technology in each of these sectors. Great question. As always, please leave any follow-up questions in the comments and subscribe to the YouTube channel and the newsletter. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Want help solving your company's data analytics and digital marketing problems? Visit trustinsights.ai today and let us know how we can help you.